Hey, this is Grant Wakefield.
Hey, this is Chase Glover.
And welcome into the Heart of a Lion podcast, sponsored by Club Tales, the original cocktail in a can.
Grant, we're out here getting to watch Bank Independence Stadium being built, getting ready for 2026. But here we are, August 20th, the first day of classes here at the University of North Alabama. And as always, that means we've got to start back up the Heart of the Lion podcast for UNA.
That's right. And through the Heart of a Lion podcast, we're going to sit down with Lion athletes, Lion coaches, across all of our sports over the next year to discuss their seasons and much, much more.
And what better way to start that off than Fall Media Day, where we got to sit down with cross country, with volleyball, with football, with soccer, and really get to talk about their upcoming seasons. And first off here, we have Coach Connor Callahan of the men and women's cross country team alongside Aaliyah Charo and Brent Lyons to start us off. Okay, Brent, I'll start with you first. Brent, you're coming in this season, your junior season. Got a lot of new guys coming in. I believe around 15 guys on the team now, an influx of freshmen. How excited are you for the men's team this season?
I'm extremely excited. I think that we bring in a lot. This is the largest class that we've had in terms of freshmen coming in. Eight freshmen, that's a lot, especially for a cross-country team. So the opportunity to just get to have new faces, it's a really fresh and new team, whereas in years past we haven't had a lot of turnover and change. So it just brings excitement, it brings youth, and the opportunity to see new guys and help develop more people and ultimately make the team a lot better. So I'm extremely excited for it. I think it'll be good.
Okay, and Aaliyah, I'll switch to you. You're kind of on the opposite end. A lot of seniors left last year, Laura, Gracie, and more. And so you're the longest tenure, oldest Lion on the team now. So how's that for you this season?
It's exciting. I feel like it's a new season, and I feel like there's a lot of young, you know, athletes on this team. So I feel like we have a lot of young potential to look forward to this season.
Awesome. And Coach, this last year you had six regular season races, and now this season you come in with just four. Is that kind of more of a resting standpoint? What was your idea going there with just the four?
Yeah, I think it's just a chance to really train through, and you don't have to race all the time. I think that's the biggest thing. We don't want to race all the time, and I think we got to the end of the season, and we ran well, but I want every race to mean a little bit of something, and the chance to really go into Gaines Creek and to go into regionals and conference and really have a solid feel and health, I think, is a big thing. I think some of the meets we were running a little banged up. It's one of those that, do I go to the line or, Coach, what do you think? And I don't want to make those decisions because I want everyone to race when they're there and, you know, ready to race. But it was definitely a little bit more strategic this year and a chance to have my own schedule, to be honest with you.
Right.
All right, so both players, I'll go with this. You look at the schedule. What is your favorite course on the schedule so far this season? Brent, I'll start with you.
I don't think there's a question for me. Gaines Creek is definitely the one that I'm looking forward to the most. Partially to get a little bit of get back. I had probably one of my more poor races there last year, just mentally and internally. So I'm really looking forward to go back there and get the opportunity to take that one again, hopefully improve and do better. But also just because, I mean, Coach said it a little bit, but there is such a high level of talent that is going to be there. The opportunity to run with hundreds of guys that are just as good as you, better than you. It's just an incredible environment. It's a national host. It's a beautiful place to run. So I think that just all of those things make it, for me, there's no question in what my favorite is. Definitely Gaines Creek.
Aaliyah?
I have to agree with Brent. There's just something about that environment and that course. It's very much like the softest course I've ever ran on. So it excites me to go ahead and go back there. I feel like the weather is always good. And just the terrain and the environment in itself, just like Brent said, you know, the competition is fierce there, but there's nothing that we can't handle. So, super excited.
And Coach, you talked in your press conference kind of like the momentum building from year one to year two. Kind of talk about that going into this season.
Yeah, I think it's one that when you have a chance to win a race, and that's special, but when you have a chance to win a conference, meet individually, team, whatever it is, the target starts to get on your back, and it's one that you don't always want to be the one chasing. You know, sometimes you want to be chased, and we have a chance to have some guys that are chased, have some girls that are chased, and, you know, the momentum is only gaining. You know, we bring in eight guys on the men's side. That's not just because. That's because of what we have done. You know, we bring in three on the women's side, and I think it's only going to continue to grow. It's only going to get better. It's one of those that we've seen it with this team. Everyone gets better as it goes, and momentum is definitely heading in the right direction. But one thing, you know, maybe now's not the time, but I've got to say, it's a department thing. It's a department thing. It's not just a cross-country thing. You know, we all love to say Brian started it, and I love that, and I'll, you know, love that forever, but to have men's basketball do it, to have tennis do it, it's just a matter of time before the women's team does it. One of these women's teams is going to do it, and I think that's the momentum, not only in cross-country, but within UNA, and that's why it's a special place to be.
Okay, Coach, I'll add this. You got your two people here. You got Aaliyah, you got Brent. But outside of these two and outside of course, Brian, who else are you guys really excited about that's coming in that we can look at this season?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you have Sandra and Sammy coming in, that's a big thing. It's one that you have to have, you know, that kind of talent to continue to develop. But we can't shy away from who we already have here and who's coming back. And that's, you know, on the men's side, you got Aiden, you got Jackson. You have these guys coming back that, you know, have done some stuff in the past, and I'm excited for what they can do. Aiden, PRs in the track season, ran really well. And then you look on the women's side with Camille. You know, Camille had a really solid spring and just kind of continued to put stuff together. And we weren't training super hard or anything, but you see the times just continue to fall, continue to fall, continue to fall. And then, as well on the women's side, we had a lot of injuries. We didn't have amazing health on the women's side last year. So I really look at, you know, Mariana Trimble, and I think the summer that she had, she can have quite a bit of success here and get back to what she was doing in high school, if not better. So, you know, we have some coming in that are going to make an immediate impact right away, and then we have some returners, and then you throw in some of those freshmen coming in, Gruber, Otto, Thomas Sheik, you know, those guys, Cole Smith, can make a difference.
And Coach, we'll wrap up with this. He just walked up, but Noah Bonsall is joining your coaching staff this year. Kind of talk about his impact.
It's going to be huge. If you know recruiting at the college realm, it's one that it never ends. It never stops. You go home, you're talking to kids, your phone might go off at any point. He's a guy that knows the state, knows the sport, loves UNA. He's going to do a tremendous job on the recruiting side. That is, there's no doubt about it. You look at a guy that, you know, he's been to Kenya. It's one that definitely helps. When I can tell a Kenyan I've been to Kenya, and he can tell, yeah, I was just over there a couple years ago, like, that goes a long way. So I'm really excited to have somebody that's familiar with the state. He can send me kids. He can talk to kids. I can send them out. I don't have to worry. It's one of those that it's going to be a huge piece for us to continue to have success. We talk about momentum. Momentum comes in recruiting, and he's going to bring that momentum for next year, I'm sure, and this year as well, but next year is going to be kind of his recruiting class with me, so I'm excited for that.
For sure. We're joined now by Seth Hampton and JV and Juice Allen here from UNA Football here on the Heart of the Lion podcast. Thank you guys so much for joining us. And I'll start out with a question for both of you. Kind of, you're in your second week of fall camp. How's it going so far?
It's been real good. I know defensive-wise, we're trying to emphasize just flying around, making plays and practice. You know, the offense has been giving us great competition as well, so we've been able to fight, be physical.
And I feel like we're competing well. We're going after it every day. Really, just competition is there.
Juice, I got to ask you, you're now being coached by UNA Hall of Famer Mike Johnson. What does he bring as a former linebacker to the running back room? What perspective is he giving you guys now?
The greatest thing about Coach Johnson, he gives us the opportunity to think of the mind of a linebacker.
Right.
So he's telling us ways that they think so we can avoid maybe getting tackled, maybe beating them on a route. So it's a good opportunity to learn from somebody that was on the other side of the ball.
Right. And now to the linebacker, Seth. You're coming into a kind of a new room this year. What's it like being that leader of that room of all the new guys that have transferred in and come into the program?
For sure, it's great. I mean, the guys take me in. I try to lead forward, you know, not only by example, but by my voice too. On the field, off the field. And, you know, my linebacker is supposed to be the guy that, you know, supposed to, you know, get everybody in order and make sure everybody's in the right spot to make plays. So really take that next step.
Right.
And you kind of get closer to the season. Kind of, what's the prep like getting closer to week one?
Just mastering the mundane. Getting used to doing the same thing every day. Staying healthy and executing. Staying on top of little things, like maybe going to treatment to keep your body up, eating the right food, drinking a good amount of water and all that.
For sure. I say Master of the Mundane for sure. You know, I know every team in the country is going to come out ready to play day one, day two, but day 14, day 15, are you still ready to do that same stuff?
Yeah.
You know, or are you going? It's going to be a drop off. So I think that's for sure.
I got to ask, mastering the Mundane, is that a Dearmanism? Is that like from coach, or is that just what you guys already had?
That's really, I heard you say that the other day, and it's kind of just stuck in my
okay.
head.
Yeah. Okay, because y'all both said it. I was like, that's got to be a coach thing right there. But I got to ask, you're looking at this season, you don't have the big Memphis or Auburn games yet. What game are you guys circling personally on your calendar this season during the football 2025 season?
For me, I just like to take one game at a time.
Right? Okay.
So we'll take the first opponent on, and whoever's next, we'll get to them after we finish with the first
For sure. Yeah, I say one step at a time. You know, right now it's Western Kentucky, and then it'll be game on from there.
Okay. Okay, we've been here for a little bit this afternoon. Were y'all able to grab lunch?
Yes, sir.
What was on the menu?
I grabbed the pizza. It had the chicken, and I think it had chicken and sausage on it. But I know usually when I come to Lost Pizza, I get the taco style.
Okay, so. Okay.
Yeah, I just get cheese pizza.
There you go. That's awesome. Guys, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all.
Addy, I'll start with you. first year captain, what's that title mean to you?
It's super important to me. It just shows that I have a lot to prove and I want to step up to the plate. It's so nice that I was able to step up into this position. And I'm just excited to prove myself and show that all that I can do and just perform on the field and then be a leader to others on and off the field.
Alice, we'll go to you next. Okay, you missed the entirety of 2024. You were a first-team All-ASUN, academic All-ASUN in 2023. You were named to the Mac Herman Trophy list in 2024, preseason All-ASUN, every accolade you can imagine, right? But you missed all 2024. What's it like being back out there this season so far?
It's amazing. It's a blessing to have another year of eligibility, and I'm just so grateful to be back out there with all the girls and just hopefully finish out with a ring.
And Molly, you enter as a two-time captain now as well. You missed time last year. What are you looking forward to this season as well?
This season, I'm just looking forward to, you know, getting to mesh well with our newcomers, you know, and just see how well that they, you know, show up and prove themselves, which they already have. They've stepped up to the plate, and, you know, I think that competitiveness has brought an edge to our team. So I'm super excited to continue working on that moving forward.
Coach, 35 girls on the team. Can't be easy during preseason, can it? Making everybody mesh. How's that been so far?
Depends what day it is. But no, it's been good. Obviously, it's competitive. So it depends. Like, looking at starting lineups, we just need a few games to see things and test everything out and keep some people happy. And we've got over that hump of stuff. And I'll start disappointing a few people on Thursday, I'm sure, once we start playing. But they're competitive. They all want to play every minute of every game. So whether it's a preseason game and you get taken off after 25 minutes and don't like sitting on the sideline, but none of the girls are used to sitting on the sideline. They all played club and played 90 minutes of every game. So it's competitive and it makes our job harder, but it's more rewarding.
Okay, and I'll ask you guys as well. So you guys went as baseball did. You're in divisions now, so you guys are only playing the same 4 to 5 teams. How do you guys feel about that this season? Let everybody kind of answer at your own pace.
I'll go first. I'll be the negative one. I hate it. I prefer. Who doesn't love a trip to Florida? So not that I dislike the other places, but Florida's great. It was a long weekend in Florida, so it was great. But no, obviously, it's nice playing different teams. It's never nice playing the same team back-to-back, especially. But I understand why it was done. Hopefully, we can get away from it in the future. But we did it during COVID, and that was during COVID. So I thought we'd never go back, but we did. But no, we'll make the most of it. It's competitive. Every game in the ASUN is difficult. And if you don't play well, you get beat. So we'll come to play.
I think there's pros and cons to both of it. Pros being that we'll see a team twice, so if we don't play so well the first time, we know what to expect the second time. And then the cons are that I think we have the harder side of the conference. I think our side is going to be a lot more competitive, so it's going to be tough, but we'll take each game as it comes.
I also agree with Alice. You know, if we don't perform well in one game, at least we've got the next time to turn around and prove ourselves. But I do kind of see the negative. Like, I know we go to Lipscomb and play them, and then we turn around, and that following Thursday or Sunday, they come straight back to us, which, you know, it's fun, but it's just playing back-to-back the same team.
Yeah, like Chris said, we always have a trip to Florida. That's always the best. We get to shop a lot. We get to the beach. That's just the time we always, like, come really close together. And so we won't have that this year, but hopefully for the tournament we'll have that. So
there you go. And I'll ask this. We talked about asking it before the show or not, but I've seen it on social media, the Mission to Mars thing. How did it start? Coach is shaking his head right now. What does it mean?
We have no idea. I didn't just made it up in one comment, and it just kind of went from there. But no, I mean, we're in the A sun. We might not be seeing the sun in Louisville because we're not going to Florida where the sun is, but we'll find a way to get there. Maybe it's postseason we go down there and, you know, win a championship.
There you go.
I mean, I tried to trick Tara. That was an acronym of Mission ASUN Regular Season, and I tried to tell her, go ask Adam, I swear it's that, you don't know this? What? And then it was just a running joke. But yeah, I mean, behind the joke that we want to have regular season champs, we want to go on and get a ring. So all jokes aside, that's our mission.
There you go. Yeah.
We came up with mission to mastering ASUN regular season. That's the best we could do.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, because I'd gotten that one from Adam. Adam said he'd come up with it, and I was like, okay, we're going to run with it. But now it's actually kind of become the real mantra of the team,
yeah,
is it
yeah.
not? So that's pretty fun. So for the three girls, though, how's it been kind of integrating the new girls into the team this season, getting ready to go do something like that?
It's actually been so easy. Like, all of the freshmen came in, they're ready to compete. They are not playing like freshmen at all. You know, they've really brought their edge, and, you know, that's been great to see. I think it pushes all the upperclassmen to, you know, we've really got to put our best foot forward. And so it's been really easy to have them come in. They're great girls. They're all, you know, super sweet. Love them to death. So that's been really nice.
Yeah, I think big thing through preseason was team bonding. Tara did a great job of, like, organizing us into families. So we all kind of grabbed a few of the freshmen and really tried to integrate them. Lots of team bonding experiences, fun dress-up bowling, a bit of yoga. So, yeah, it's been a great preseason. I think we now all know each other more than enough, and I think we're ready to start playing other teams.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just proven that so everybody is hungry to play. They're ready to step on that field as many minutes as possible, but even just as little, they're ready to make an impact and make a difference.
We're now joined by UNA head volleyball coach Tristan Johnson and Olivia Finoff and Reese Ricketts. Guys, thank you so much for joining us here on the Heart of the Lion podcast. And Olivia, we'll start with you. You're back again, kind of a leader on this team. Kind of talk about this summer and kind of how the first week of fall camp's been.
Yeah, so the summer we can't have coaches, so it's all kind of player-led and quote-unquote optional, not really optional. But being able to come in every day knowing that we have work to do and we have things to get done and have an expectation set day one that we're here to work and I'm not spending my summer in Alabama just because I want to. You know, we need to get in and do what we need to do. So yeah, and then this last week of preseason where it's hard and we're tired and we got 2-a-days, but same thing, we have the expectation of we're here to win a championship, and that's got to be a daily mission.
Reese, you're back for your second year as well, a great freshman season last year. Talk about kind of some goals you have for yourself and the team going into the season.
My goals right now is just to do it for the girls next to me. Like, I'm selfless, do it for the girls. Like, we all want a conference win. We all want to go to the NCAA tournament. It's just being selfless and then still trying your best. And I personally want to do better than what I did last year and help the girls win that.
And Coach, you're back for your fourth season this year. Kind of talk about the transition from year one from you to now here in year four.
Yeah, it's been quite the – I think I heard Olivia say over there that it sometimes it's like 5 minutes but also 8 years, and I think that's how it's been for me too. It's I feel like I just got here yesterday and had my first practice, and it's going into season four. So, it's been a very, very fast but also slow process, but really excited about this group. I just really really enjoy being around this team. You know, I really do. And you know, not that I haven't enjoyed some of the other players, but or teams. I mean, all the teams are great to be around, but this team I've really enjoyed getting to spend some time with. And You know, it's the first team since I've been here that I recruited all the players on the roster. And so I'd said it's equally nerve-wracking as it is exciting because the expectation level's higher because they're yours. But, you know, just really excited about this group. They've worked extremely hard throughout the offseason to prepare themselves for this season. And so just excited to see where things go. I mean, you know, year one's all about winning. You're just trying to win. You're trying to prove that you know what you're doing and you can win some games. Year two, we had an awesome season. We made the conference tournament for the first time in program history and first winning D1 season, first winning Division I conference season. And then in year three, we upped the ante on our schedule and still were able to have a winning season and a winning conference record. And so now in year four, we're upping the ante with the schedule again, but with experience from last season. So, you know, your hope is that as that experience continues to grow, it pays off for your players and for the younger players and then bringing in some new players via the transfer portal that have good experiences at their institutions playing at a high level and playing in postseason play and bringing that experience to the group and that level of expectation. So, you know, I'm excited about just the prospect of the season and where the girls are at and more than anything, just where their head's at.
All right, Coach, I do have a schedule question. I'll hold that for a second. You've had a lot of coaching turnover this offseason. You went through several assistant coaches. I'll ask you ladies as well, but Coach, you first. How excited are you about the new staff that you have on here?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I mean, you know, Taylor Holmes to start, you know, I hired her. She was over at Middle Tennessee State, and what a phenomenal young coach. I think one of the bright up-and-coming young coaches in the country. I mean, I really have been very impressed with her, not only her work ethic, her attention to detail, her ability to connect with the players, her ability to connect with recruits. I mean, she just really has, you know, brought a ton of energy into this program and has really, I think, taken us to another level in that position. And then, you know, the other two assistants, Kayla Henley, she started her first year as an assistant coach, had a tremendous playing career at Middle Tennessee, played a year professionally in Spain, and is coming in to be an assistant coach for us here. Again, just very high-level player that knows what it takes to play in the postseason, knows what it takes to play at a high level on a great team. And then Taylor Horsfall, who was the libero at the University of Tulsa, played a little beach volleyball at A&M Corpus Christi, was a libero of the year in the American for 3 years, I believe, and then has played professionally the last 5 years in Finland and in Cyprus. And so to bring in coaches that have coached at a high level and played at a high level, you know, the goal is to surround our players with as many people that understand what it takes as possible to help them understand what it takes, right? And so, you know, that's the goal, and I think that we've done that with our staff, and I think we've got a staff of driven people that can really, you know, identify with our players and our girls can look to and see themselves, right, and go, okay, I know she knows what she's talking about because she's done it before, right? And those are the things that you look for when you're building a staff. You want to have a well-rounded staff, and I think that this one that we've got is going to do a good job of that.
So I'll ask you ladies as well, kind of what have you gotten from the assistant coaches already so far just in camp?
Well, the assistants all kind of work with different positions. So I've worked with Taylor and Kayla the most, and then Taylor Holmes was in the spring. But they expect so much from us, but then they also respect us. You know, like they're going to push us, and we respect them back for it. Like we don't hate them for pushing us, and I think we just have a lot to learn from them, and we're super excited about their arrivals.
Yeah, so Coach has said before that he likes to hire players, girls that have played, because he's never played women's college volleyball. So they get it a little more, and they can bridge the gap between him as a head coach and us as players. So looking to them, we've been with them for, what, 5-6 days now, and you can already see results. Like when we're passing, say we've been working with Taylor and Kayla, and we're seeing results already of things that they're implementing and drills that they're running and things that they're saying that are just clicking for us, like because they've done it. They've been where we are. They know what we're doing, how we're feeling. Like, so being able to work with them on that is just a good, relatable way.
Right. I'm going to go ahead and take it from Grant. We got the schedule right. Alabama is coming to Florence to play you guys. You don't see that a lot in mid-majors, that you have these big-time Power Four schools coming down to play the mid-major school. Not all the time, but you guys have successfully done it. What is the energy like throughout the team getting ready for that game?
Yeah, I mean, I think first and foremost, we got to go one game at a time. You know, we don't want to look too far ahead, but I think for that game in particular, you know, it's just an exciting opportunity. You know, I think, you know, Ashley Cozart really paved the way with what she's done with the softball program, playing Patrick Murphy in the Alabama softball program up here twice. And I think that really, obviously, the community support that that had, I'm hopeful we can have some similar support at Flowers. It's the first time in the history of University of North Alabama that Alabama is playing in Flowers Hall, which I think is, you know, when you take the history of UNA athletics, that's a pretty big deal. So we're really excited about, setting those new expectations and those new standards and getting those Power Four teams to come in, and hopefully Alabama's not the last one. You know, I'm hopeful we can get more moving forward to come in the gym and play us and come experience this beautiful community and our awesome campus. And, you know, I think for our players, they want to play those teams on our home court. And so just really excited about the opportunity. And, you know, as we get this season going, that's our alumni weekend. We've had a ton of alumni that have reached out about wanting to come for that match and for both matches that weekend. We play Western Carolina as well on Friday. And so we've had a ton of people excited about the opportunity to come watch that match in Flowers Hall. So, yeah, I mean, that match in particular we're super excited about, but we definitely are going to take it one match at a time. Before that, we play Mississippi State the first weekend, so we've already got our hands full with that and some other opponents. So, you know, just appreciative of the opportunity. You know, every opportunity to compete is an awesome opportunity regardless of who you play. But getting an Alabama logo in Flowers Hall is obviously an exciting thing for not only for our players but for the university as a whole.
I think it just means more when it's on your court. Like, we practice there every day. We have good days, bad days. Like, heart, there's tears, there's blood, there's on that court, there's a lot of sweat, slippery on that court. But it just means more because we can go to them, we can go to Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Houston, all these teams, but when it's in your gym, you're in your locker room, you slept in your bed, like, it's just, that's what you want to do, just play on your gym, on your court.
No, I totally agree. It's just, you wake up and you get to walk down the flowers and you meet your girls, and we're always dancing in the locker rooms. We're so excited to finally be able to play. You know, we'll say, it's game day, baby. And we just get really excited for it. And going out and seeing our intro video and just knowing it's all worth it and getting those first 5 points out of the way, the nerves are out. And then just celebrating that win just, it means, like, way more.
And you can find tickets for that Alabama game at RoarLions.com or call the ticket office 256-765-LION. We'd love to see you in CBNS Bank Arena for that ball game as well. And I'll ask one final question before we go. You all have spent time in Florence for a while now. What is your go-to Lost Pizza order when you come here?
Reese, I'll let you go first.
Probably just the spaghetti and meatballs.
Mm.
Yeah.
Staple.
Classic.
Simple.
Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Simple.
Every single time, it's the hot chick with the thick crust.
Okay. There you go.
Hot chick with the thick crust. Well, if I'm with my family, I got to get cheese pizza for Murphy. That's the go-to. My son Murphy, his favorite's cheese. So, got to go cheese. But if I'm by myself, I'm probably going to go with the Yardbird. I'm a Yardbird sandwich fan. I like it a lot. Their potato salad is really good. Underrated. So that's my go-to order.
I'm sorry. Break down the Yardbird. I haven't even heard of it.
I haven't had either.
It's like a grilled chicken. It's like a grilled chicken sandwich.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really good. See? Underrated. The Yardbird sandwich is solid with a side of potato salad. Their potato salad is solid.
Oh, is
mayonnaise based, but it's really good.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, Coach, Olivia, and Reese, thank you all so much for joining us here on the Heart of the Lion podcast.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Roar Lions.